Moscow has once again dismissed London's accusations that Russia was behind the poisoning of a former double agent in Britain. The Kremlin described the British accusations as bordering on banditry. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned with a highly lethal nerve agent earlier this month. They are now in critical condition. The attack has plunged Moscow and London into a diplomatic crisis. Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats, and Moscow has retaliated by ordering out the same number of Britons. EU leaders have also backed Britain's assertion that Russia was responsible. They've pledged an unprecedented diplomatic response to the attack. Joining us live now from Washington is Mr. Rustem Safronov, who is a political analyst. Mr. Safronov, thanks for joining us. What do you make of the ongoing fallout? Though the EU did side with the UK, it didn't go as far, I think, as the UK had wished.
Looking at all of that, we could come to conclusion we're dealing with a coordinated attack to Russia, because it's the first time not just using some kind of whatever chemical weapons in Europe since World War II, but it's also first time when Western countries in the international arena trying to act without even any consideration of presumption of innocence, because no any investigation got conducted or concluded. But they already rushing into conclusion Russian Federation is behind that. So because of all of that, we can really look to the very skeptical and critical to all of that attempts to frame Russia into that case as a aggressor.
Do you think that there will be pressure then on the UK to show the evidence to Russia? It hasn't obviously yet done that.
Well, so far, pressure is coming only from Russian Federation. Not any other developed country show any interest to serious investigation. All of them falling to that path, unfortunately. We can deal with Western unity over the pressure towards Russia. It's starting way back before even the Ukrainian crisis. So something during the Sochi Olympics, it's what started and it keep continue after that. So any attempts of Russia to resurge in the world arena is a powerful state with its own interests, having that sort of Western response.
As a final thought, Mr. Safronov, what do you think will be the continuing political fallout from all this? Because we know that there have been diplomatic fallout specifically about those 23 Russians ousted from the UK and vice versa from Russia. Is that the limit of this, or do you think it will go further?
Well, we could expect some other Western countries do the similar things and trying to hide the real evidence, not to show anything concrete.
So Mr. Safronov, I do apologize. I'm going to interrupt you there. I do apologize. We're having a live event coming up soon, but of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.